Drusilla Crutchfield. This is Tuesday's program. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God. I just pray that you have been blessed and touched and ministered to. If you were with us yesterday, then you heard Sister Diane Hollums. Hopefully you attended Joy Fellowship last night, a ministry to women. Praise God. Those of you who were touched at Joy Fellowship last night, I ask that you write to me. Let me hear from you. I would just love to print your letter in our newsletter to let people know that you have been ministered to and have been blessed. Praise God. I am so excited about what God is doing for women today. There's such a crying need. There's so much hurt. There's so much loneliness. But you know, that's not what God desires for us. God desires our cup to be overflowing with joy. Because when our cup is overflowing with joy in Jesus Christ, then we can minister to our homes, to our families, to our sisters, to our brothers. Praise God, and He is just blessed by it. That is what God's desire is in our life. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we just come to you today, Father, with a heart full and overflowing. Oh, Father, I just love you so much, and I thank you, Father, for supplying ministries to women around this world, Father. I thank you, Father, for supplying ministries to women right here in this listening area, Father. I just praise you, Father, for your word, for your touch, Father. Oh, you tell us, Father, that if we will only give those needs to you, Father, that you will take care of them. Father, I ask right now that you just bring conviction upon those who are listening. Father, that you touch them with your Holy Spirit, that they are willing, Father, to lay their burdens at your feet, Father, and let you carry them. Oh, Father, thank you so much for that great and gracious love. And now, Father, I ask that you anoint these lips, Father, that what is said, Father, will be said for you, Father, that it will be of you and for you, that it will edify you. Father, just let every word that pour forth come from you, Father. Oh, Father, thank you for the blessing and the love that you are, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so excited about what God has for women today. It's just so marvelous. You know, in Luke chapter 12, Jesus is speaking and he says, consider the lilies. Verse 27, consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Praise God, praise God, praise God. How often I have found in my life that if I will stop running around like a chicken with my head cut off, worrying about the bills, worrying about supper, worrying about whether or not there are enough hours in the day, that if I will just stop right then, give it to God, let Him have it, say, here, Lord, it's your worry. It's not mine. Praise God, you already told me you took that worry from me. Here it is, Father, it is yours. You arrange my day. You arrange my finances. You care for my children, Father, and just do it through me, Lord. Order my footsteps. And you see, the moment I do that, then God takes over. I've given it back to Him. And praise God, I can relax. I can have joy because I'm not burdened down by something that I don't need to be burdened down by. That does not mean that I stop caring, that I stop planning. That does not mean that I am careless with my time or my money or my energies, because God says we are to be good stewards. But what it means is that I stop doing it. I give it to God and let God do it through me, you see. Let's look in the book of Luke. And, you know, I really like this story because this had a lot to do with making me look at my life and setting my priorities. God, how do you want me to serve you? When and where and why? God has a specific plan for all of it. All we have to do is just let Him take charge. Just put it in His hands. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. We're looking at Mary and Martha. Jesus has come over to Mary and Martha's house for lunch. Praise God. Oh, boy, would that be ever so exciting to have Jesus actually physically present sitting there at my table? Even the idea of serving President Reagan lunch is not as exciting an idea. And I know that he's physically here on earth. But, oh, the glory of having Jesus Christ sit at our table. But you know what, ladies? You had better look at your table as though you were Mary and Martha right there in that time, because Jesus Christ is there sitting at your table as you allow Him. As you will allow Him to be. Praise God. Well, praise God, the tape broke and everything happened, but bless God, you know, that old devil doesn't want this ministry on the air, I'm sure, or he wouldn't give us problems. But, you know, God has something here that He once said. As I was saying, your life today is just as though Jesus Christ were physically sitting at your table. He should be present with you in your home every day, at every meal and everything that you do. And He should honor those footsteps. You should live your day, every day, as though Jesus Christ were indeed coming to dinner, so that you could feast on His words, because indeed we need to feast on His words every day. Let's look at Martha. Now it came to pass, verse 38, as they went, that He entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received Him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard His word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to Him and said, Lord, dost Thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, Thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Praise God. Praise God. Ladies, one thing is needful. We can clean our house till the day is done. We can be about so busy into so much, ring chauffeur for the children, making sure that everything is just absolutely and perfect in order in our house, serving on this committee and that committee, oh, feeling like we've got to be here and there and everywhere, working in every volunteer capacity we can, working at our job, working in our home. And you know what happens? The one thing that is needed is neglected. The one thing that is needed is neglected. Who is that one thing? Jesus Christ is that one thing. Are you so busy in your home today that Christ is neglected? Are you so busy serving, cleaning, caring for others that you forget to give the main part of your life to Christ so that He can care for you? We get frantic And we think, oh, if I don't do it, it won't get done. Oh, they've got to have someone taking care of this for them. But you see, Jesus Christ will make sure that all of his ministries are taken care of. That's his business. They are his ministries, and he will take care of them, whether it is through you or through someone else. He will take care of your home. He will take care of your children. But what you must do is to let him take care of everything through you. Not you try to take care of everything for him. That's backwards. Let him do it through you. And that way, your footsteps are ordered through the day by Jesus Christ himself. And you are doing the things he wants you to do. And if your dirty dishes have to wait for an hour because you must take time to be in the Word and to pray and to intercede for someone else, he'll make sure those dirty dishes get done. Or if the dishes have to get done, then he'll make it available for you to be able to intercede, to pray, to be in his Word at another particular time in the day. God, as he orders your footsteps, will do it according to the way that he wants them ordered. But when we try, God is here speaking to us. Take some time in my Word. Take some time in my Word. Just a minute, Lord. Let me get this last little bit of furniture dusted. Just a minute, Lord. Let me get this last dishwashed. Just a minute, Lord. I've got to run and pick up my children at school. Just a minute, Lord. I've got to go serve on this committee. You see what we do? Just a minute, Lord. Just a minute, Lord. Just a minute, Lord. And at 11 o'clock at night, we're still saying, just a minute, Lord, until we've fallen asleep on our pillow, too tired to take that just a minute, Lord. You see, it is so important that we let God order our footsteps. Martha was trying to do everything instead of sitting at the feet of the Master. Those dishes would have waited, but what other chance might she have had to sit at the feet of the Master? Ladies, I'm not saying to procrastinate about your housework. I'm not saying to put off doing things that perhaps you should be doing. What I am saying is this: be God-directed. You are not to direct God. Let God direct you. Let him order your footsteps so that you will be in the right order with God. Praise God. He is just so marvelous. He has no thought for anything but your best interests. When God thinks of you, he thinks of the good for you, unless you have shut the door and not allowed him to. You see, you can shut God out. You can keep pushing him off, just a minute, Lord, until you've shut him out. Praise God. Ladies, stop today. Stop and take time to let God order your steps. For the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, for the sake of your home, stop and let God order your footsteps. If you're worn out, if you're tired, if you're not feeling like you're getting fed in the Word, there's a reason for it. Let God order your footsteps. Praise God. I wish to hear from you. I know that many of you have been blessed by some of the ministries that you've heard about on this radio. I know that you've been blessed by this program. I know, because God shows us these things, and I would like to hear from you to know if you have a prayer need. I would like to pray for you. I would like to agree with you in prayer, and praise God. Just let me hear from you, and let us agree together. Have a blessed day today, and join me again at the same time tomorrow.
Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.